used to go to church twice a day, and chapel on the night. You went to church on the morning, come home and got changed, had you in it, got changed again. Went to church on the afternoon, come home, got changed at tea, and went to chapel at night. That's what you did on a Sunday.
The church, of course, the squire and the farmers and people like that all went to the church. This was just a general outlook. And then the Wesleyan Chapel, the tailors and the shopkeepers and people like that went to the Wesleyan Chapel. But the farm men and so on, by and large, went to the primitive. You go up the walk and you come to the cottages, and it's just at the opposite side of the road to that. And that was the old primitive chapel. It was a decent size. I wouldn't know how many. You'd probably get, I don't know, 12. I think you'd get about 60 people in. Something like that. I'm only guessing, but something like that. And there was a stove and an organ and so on, and a pulpit. And there was what they called a confessional rail, where that was a rail in front of you, not in front of a pulpit. And then occasionally they would get evangelists come. And on Sunday nights, I've been in the old primitive chapel, and there have been at least two seats at the top back of the chapel, absolutely full of single farm men come to the meetings. You didn't get many new clothes like in those days when you were a kiddie. But if a boy got a new suit, well, he would wear it at the anniversary, which was usually in about May. And the number who had lilies of the valley pinned to their lapels, and especially the congregation, quite a lot of them did. Oh, it was quite a day, and the kiddies who went to the Sunday schools would learn recitations. And you know, there used to be the aunties and uncles and the mothers and fathers, and you could see them just wipe a little tear away. And you could hear them going, oh, you know, it was quite a little experience.
The babies were just born on bits of newspaper or anything like that. I mean, people were very poor in those days. And the amount of soup that I used to take to all these cottages and things. But I mean, I suppose because we lived where we did, well, I don't know, it was all sort of part of my life.
You know, at one time, one of the big headaches for any family was doctor's bills. And I often used to think that if the kiddie had anything matter, send for the doctor. But if mother had anything, oh, well, it'll get better, I'd be all right. So most of the villages had what they called a club, and all the members paid a penny or two a week into it. And then if somebody fell on hard times and had some doctor's bills or aught like that, they would get a little bit of money out of it. It was just to help somebody who probably hadn't work and had to have a doctor. And the club would just give them a bit of money towards the doctor's bill and things like that. And they used to meet regularly in a club room, and that club room was down at the Star Inn pub, and it was all what are at present the bedrooms. And at one time they used to have the sixpenny hops, the sixpenny dances there. Somebody would either play a melodeon or something like that, and they would go and sixpence for a dance, and if you wanted a ham sandwich, you paid a shilling for the lot. You see, that included your dance, or something like that. So they used to have them on Saturday nights, something like that. And that was up in the club room. And then what they called the club feast, to celebrate it, that's when Corrigans used to come with their steam horses and their swings and their coconut shies and their hoopla stalls, great big goody stalls and so on. It was quite a big day. I know when we used to be sat in school and we knew roughly when they were coming, and suddenly we could just see tops of the engine coming down the street, you know, chuffing this black smoke out. Oh, look, there's so much. And then that used to be about Friday when they came. And then on the Saturday morning, some of we older kiddies used to go and help them to put some of their stalls up and their stands. And to, as a recompense, we were entitled to a free ride or two on the steam horses at Saturday night. And then it used to be on as well, the main day was on the Monday, the following Monday. So that was Dalton Feast, but it originated from the club feast. And he had it in the school field there. Yeah, that was it. And then, of course, another main event was the outing to Bridlington. That was quite a big thing. Were four or five East Yorkshire buses, five or six or seven, I think, one year. God, there were so many to go, like kiddies and their families.
You didn't know whether you were going, because you didn't know if your parents had enough to get you onto the bus, did you?
No.
Last minute.
And you used to get it?
No.
They got your name down, I didn't know.
Hey, and what they come? And Don Grantham, he always had to be first bus, hadn't he?
Aye, aye.
Yeah, leading the way. Yeah. Used to be about half a dozen buses.
My dad had to be drove first bus, and Mr. Baker the other way. I asked for them to, and I think there was sometimes about four or five buses, I wouldn't be sure, double deckers. But I can remember going on to Braden soon. Before you could get there, you saw the sea and everybody else to cheer out.
When we were kids, we'd never been as pretty far as that, had we? No. Didn't know where Bryd was, did we? No. While you're in there, we were looking for sea before the judge had gotten through Driffield. Somebody said that sea and they couldn't even see the sky,
that's
you
right.
Could see.
You said, oh,
I can see
sea.
Aye, it was.
There.
Totally different to what it is now.